Hey, good morning. Welcome to Saturday, May the 11th. We are a few days away from the SochiCon. I am not Paul or Kyle. My name is Chris Reeves, and I have some wonderful things to tell you, so please stay. Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If I said it once, no need to repeat. Run up on me, watch you fall to your knees. I think usually Paul and Kyle start talking right around the time the music fades, so I don't think I'm out of bounds right now. So Christy and I are here, the writing team of a SO2, and we are taking over the show today to just really excitedly discuss the things coming up for our community and our friends and hundreds of our closest partners in Baltimore. Just how many days is that? Like 2 days now? 3 days now?
Yeah, it's coming up real soon. If you guys are following us on our email list, you'll have received lots of emails from us about all the cool stuff that's coming up. And we are all just kind of like racing to the finish line. We're super excited to see everybody. And yeah, just can't wait. There's so much that's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why we brought in a couple friends today to kind of talk a little bit more about, you know, what's going to be going on at the event, mm-hmm. and kind of clue everybody into some of the other exciting things that are going to be going on.
Yeah. We're super committed. Like from SOTACON number one, the commitment has been that people will go home more rested than when they arrived. And usually for conferences, that isn't the case. So in order to provide that sort of experience, like we've got tons and tons of really, really insightful and encouraging content, but also all kinds of fun stuff, which luckily our guests today, Jordan and Al, are able to tell us some more about. So maybe, Al, I don't think you've ever been on one of the shows, have you?
No, today's my first day.
Oh my goodness. Tell us about you, Al, and what you do here at SO2.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, many hats, right? In the company and outside the company. So for this event, I'm the director of events and entertainment, and I manage all the talent and the speakers and our keynote and things like that. And, you know, handle the fun stuff. They let me handle the fun stuff, which is, I'm so grateful for. So that's what I do for the event. And hopefully between Jordan and I, you come in, you'll probably see us first and we'll be like, hey, what's up? You know, try to give you a hug unless you're not a hug person. And then that's fine. yeah, that's what I do for the event. Broker the experience.
Yeah, that's excellent. So every single day, and I'm counting, of course, the 2 days of content, but also the registration day and that final farewell day, we have something on the agenda that is pretty much more network, more for sure. Recreation than maybe creation, you know, as words go. Can you tell me just some about that, like day by day, how y'all see that going?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a big part of the conference, and if you were there last year, what you realized and found out in real time was that most of the magic happened in those networking hours, right? In not even the planned ones, the magic in the hallways, the conversations that happen in the hallways, and getting that feedback last year really gave us the insight this year to lean into that even more and create things like the conversation hall. And really it helped mold the whole concept of this year, which is more than conversations, you know, mm-hmm. bringing context, conversation, and connection. Because that's what happened organically last year. So we really want to create more space for that. So from the moment you walk in, you'll be greeted. There'll be a team of people there to kind of start having the conversation. And then there's a welcome reception on, you know, Tuesday night, night one. Wednesday night, there is the happy hour right after the final keynote. And Thursday night, again, dinner, drinks, all the things that you could want each night. And those are the planned events. Everything else, a million activities throughout the day that you can hang and have a good time. The education's great, and it will be there, and we provide that, and you'll get the most out of that you possibly can. But mm-hmm. I'm excited for all the downtime, honestly. Like, that's where real magic happens between people, mm-hmm. and we're here for it.
Yeah, for sure. Jordan, I introduced you very briefly, but haven't heard your voice yet. Do you have anything to add about the event?
This is what my voice sounds like. Also, it's really cool to see Al on a podcast episode. Look at that. Yeah. Man, so there's so much that we're going to have over the next few days at AsotuCon that just really excite me. It's seeing people in person that maybe we haven't seen in person before. It's seeing old friends. It's really like learning alongside them and really just creating deeper connections within the community. So a lot of times we think that it's like one way where we're trying to just make deeper connections with our community. But man, there's so many great conversations that happen between community members. So there's so many times where we can just introduce them and they don't know who each other are, and they can just start a great relationship and grow together, whether it's through education, whether it's through like the fun times that are had, and even just like the downtime. And really, there's even some great things. Obviously, everybody knows Brian Benstock, but even Danelle Delgado, that'll be the first time that we're kind of introducing her to our community. I've been texting with her the last few weeks, and man, she's just such a powerhouse, and it's so inspiring to see her story. So that's one thing that I'm looking forward to, is her opening keynote on Wednesday. There are a lot of other great things that'll kind of happen between sessions. Like, we do have the Recharge Lounge. There's a ton of snacks, obviously, that we'll have there. The Car Cutter this year is sponsoring that Recharge Lounge this year.
Yeah, I want to talk about the snacks this year, because it's different from last year. It's I'm genuinely excited for how it goes down, but I don't fully understand it. So maybe you can explain it a little better, Jordan.
Man, well, I'll tag team this with Al, but I'm looking forward to it this year because it's such a step up from just having snacks or fruit or like bottles of water sitting there. Man, there's really a great way that they've been able to put that spin on it this year. Al, you want to take that?
Sure. Well, I mean, similar to all the other events and the breakout rooms and things like that, it's very much, you know, choose your own adventure and what suits you. So we carried that theme into the snack department. And we've got some, I don't know if, there used to be a retail store a long time ago that basically they just had rows of candy, and you would go grab your own bag and make whatever mix and match you wanted. So we have a similar thing where, you know, we got this swag bag. Or not the swag bag, but the candy bag. And you take what you want, make your own thing, separate it, you know, choose your own adventure in Candyland kind of thing. So it's going to be, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I love that. I was just going to say, I feel like there's a lot that, you know, just from last year's AsotuCon, I feel like there's so many things that we kind of like learned from and that we've adapted to and that we've kind of tweaked and perfected. So I'm just really excited to see like all of those, you know, elements come together.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah, it'll be great. One of the other things that they added this year, this was like an idea that came from, I think it was Kelly. So Kelly Verde, our creative director, came up with this. Was we have a area for books that are actually written by community members. So there's a lot of big book names you'll see there. There'll be a few ones like, you know, obviously like Steve Greenfield, Katie Maris. There's Glenn Pash. Either you can get one of the books that we'll have there. So we will be giving out free books within that area. Or there are other ones that are just great automotive books that you can kind of look through, browse through. And if you want to buy them, they are available on Amazon. So we'll make that super easy for everybody to buy one if they want one.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think Ed Roberts is bringing his book, right?
That's right.
And he'll be there. So you can get a signed copy if you track him down.
Get a signed copy. that's right.
That whole area, that whole, as the venue would call it, the pre-function area, but it's right outside the expo hall and the conversation hall. But that whole area is just going to be like everything, right? It's a library, a community library. It's Candyland. Right. There's an F1, there's an F1 racing unit that we will be tracking leaderboards on that. So you know, put your racing suit on and get competitive there. But that whole area is really, it's pretty special, and you certainly do get to choose your own adventure in that space.
Yeah, I like how that's built too, because it's a celebration of our community members and the attendees that'll be there. It's really just a great way to enjoy, entertain. That's obviously a small piece of the event, but man, it's just a great celebration of the people that show up and get to experience that.
Yeah. There's none of that moment of like vacuumous, like being dropped on your head. You're like, oh wow, that was a really good session. I'm just going to sit here alone with my thoughts now. No, there's somebody to tell. There's somebody to crash these ideas up against and have them produce sparks, you know? And we want to be sure that every corner that the hotel lets us use, that is full of places that motivate and encourage those sorts of conversations. And I think it's just fantastic seeing it all come together. I mean, Christy and I are seeing it come together through tidbits that we are sharing in the email, but you guys are seeing it, you know, like working so closely with Kelly, you're seeing the designs come together. You're seeing the partnerships it takes to put them together. Like, this event would not exist if it was just a SOTU trying to fill a U-Haul with cool things and take them to bed. Like, it takes so many people. It takes the whole community to be a community, you know? And I think SOTUCon is going to be a wonderful example of that.
No, for sure.
And, you know, we really want to break down the stigma of conference. You know, it's like, it's really not, it is a conference in terms of, you know, the formal definition, but it's not, it really isn't. I mean, it is a community gathering. And so I think that's sort of what sets us apart, is that the feeling that you get inside, once you get in the ecosystem and the Asotuverse, as we like to say, it doesn't feel like you're at a conference anymore. It feels like you're at a big, you know, like family picnic with all your closest friends.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't realize how good of a time you're having until you leave and you're like, oh my gosh, that was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I think I can't imagine a more exciting way to sit here on a Saturday morning and look forward to Tuesday. So thank you guys so much for joining us today. Wherever Paul and Kyle are, we wish them well. And I'm going to say,
we'll see you guys all soon.
Yeah,
see you soon. See you in a few days.